Okay, very good. And at this time, I will call the meeting to order, the Board of Selectmen special meeting on Tuesday, the 19th, 2023 at 4 p.m. Welcome, everybody. It's great to have everybody on board. At this time, I will then move on to number two, consider an act on the AP report, which I'm sure you all have. I've perused questions that we might be able to answer for you. Mike, do you want to start?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Bob DePietro, do you have a question?
Just curious again about the $7,500 fee for monitoring or handling the bond. On page 15, $7,500. Tell me again, refresh my memory, what was that for?
That's the fees for the company that that advertised and communicated the bond for us for the fire truck. Those fees are fees that you budgeted for in your capital budget.
If you say so.
Yep.
That's a typical type of expense you have in any sort of borrowing or bonding issue that the town does. So it goes out in the open market so you can get the best bid possible on the interest rate.
And I assume we did.
Yes, we did.
We did.
What did we get for an interest rate?
You remember, Bob, was it 4.25%?
Yeah, 4.23 or something like that.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No.
And we're still planning on, if we do another big bond, wrapping that in and getting rid of this one?
Yeah, this is a short one.
Okay.
Then I'll move to adopt the AP report as presented.
May I just ask one quick question, Bob, if you will hold that for that motion, please, for one moment, because we did not ask Adam. Mr. Teller, Adam, do you have any questions that you'd like answered?
No.
I thought sure somebody was going to ask me about all the motor vehicle tax refunds.
Mr. Rupert, would you like to address that?
I'd love to, except the tax collector's on vacation today. I couldn't get the answer.
Those are all overpaid.
Well, we've seen those. We see those all the time.
So. Right. That's nothing unusual.
It looks like a couple of them are overpayments, and then maybe some people, some of them are a little larger in the $70 to $80.
Yeah, I did see one.
And my guess is those
one large one.
Yeah, my guess is those people, you know, got disposed of the vehicle either by selling it or trading it in over the course of the year, and just never gave their paperwork to the town clerk, the tax collector. So that's my suspicion. But I tried to get that answer because there's quite a few of them. It caught my eye.
Actually, if you trade a vehicle, you actually got to have to talk to the tax collector. I've never done that before.
Well, typically what happens is if you trade a vehicle in, they'll get that notification through the motor vehicle department, and you'll get a supplemental tax bill for more money in January.
Okay, yeah, I've never come in to tell them that I got a new vehicle.
Right, but if you have a vehicle that you just drove until it died, or you sold it and didn't replace it. You'd have to give a bill of sale copy to the tax collector so that you're no longer on the hook for the taxes.
Okay. Thank you.
And a plate receipt.
Yep.
Bob Petro?
Excuse me.
Bless you. You put a motion on the table. Doesn't it? We have a motion on the table, and I'm looking for a second.
I'll second.
Can I put his hand up first? Thank you. I would no further discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye passes unanimously. And now to the budget transfer report.
I think there was one budget transfer in your package.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the fire marshal's detail. And the reason being is because we pay a portion of the bill to TN because the fire marshal's office uses the software package that's purchased through TN for our reporting mechanism. And the chief paid it out of a communications line item, and we had to pay our portion out of a communication line item, so we had to make that transfer.
Any questions?
No.
Hearing none, Michael, would you like to make a motion?
Sure. I move we approve the transfer.
And a second, please?
Yes.
Bob Moore, a second?
Unless you've rescinded my ability to make transfers up to $1,000, you don't have to act on.
Oh, this is an old one.
Yep. It's just for reporting purposes.
All right.
Okay, cool.
I did not read the date. Sorry.
Yeah.
Michael, would you withdraw your motion, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Moving on then to number four, act and consider on the grant for the library. Jim, you have the floor?
Yep. You've got a grant application before you that the library is putting before the Hartford Foundation for giving, and that is a request for $1,850 to improve air quality at the library with the purchase and installation of two air purifiers and some filters.
Any questions for Jim?
Nope.
Just one.
I have a question.
I'm sorry, Bob Moore, I think has had his hand up first.
Yeah, my question is this is a straight fund, not a matching fund?
There's no matching funds required.
Okay. Thank you.
Bob DePietro?
Yeah, you said filters?
Air purifiers and filters that go with the air purifiers.
Because my experience with those purifiers is that after 2,000 hours, the filters do have to be replaced. I wonder if this grant is going to give us some filters to hold in the closet until we need them or what?
I think they've just included a number of replacement filters to get us through, you know, a period of time, maybe a year or two.
And then we'll
out of our maintenance funds, we'll have to purchase filters.
Okay.
Yeah, this says HEPA replacement filters, plural. So they must have put in for a few of them.
Yeah.
$1,850.
Yep.
Then a motion then, please, to accept the... Authorize the submission of the grant.
I'll move it.
Thank you, Michael. And a second, Bob DePietro?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Passes unanimously. And at this time, because it's a special meeting, there's nothing else on the agenda, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Bob motions. Mr. Aramita seconds. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody, for your time this afternoon.